We are live from Pete and Terry's Tavern at Bridgestone Arena. What is going on? It is Darren Donick and Chase. Chase McCabe hanging out here with you. Darren McFarlane will be alongside momentarily. Willie Donick will join later in the show. And we do begin with some breaking news here in Nashville. A big, big piece of breaking news. Fox 17 is reporting, Alex Apple is reporting, that multiple sources are telling them that Mayor John Cooper has reached a deal which would allow the Nashville SC Soccer Stadium to move forward as planned. The mayor's office has not confirmed this yet. This is just according to Fox 17 and multiple sources, but this is huge because of everything we have been talking about over the last several days with this stadium that there were supposedly, I mean, we talked to Councilman Colby Sledge the other day. He was on with us. He said there had been meetings between Speedway Motorsports Incorporated and Mayor John Cooper about the racetrack and doing things with that. SMI is the same company owned by Bruton Smith that runs the Bristol Motor Speedway, and so there had been closed-door conversations and that SMI wasn't talking to anyone else, and then he had delayed the construction of the soccer stadium. They still have to tear down some of the old buildings, which they have already replaced at the fairgrounds, but now it is looking like that things are moving forward. This is huge for the city of Nashville that they can finally get this thing going. So this just coming out a few minutes ago, you know, obviously Mayor Cooper had said that he wanted to make a financially sustainable without a cost to the general taxpayer. That's what he wanted to do with this stadium. But it appears that John Ingram and John Cooper have worked together, and it looks like they're going to get this thing going with the stadium, according to Fox 17. So Alex Apple from Fox 17 is going to join us at 10:15 to talk about this because he is the one that's all over this story. And, Darren, it's something we've been talking about for the last couple weeks of they got to get this done, and it looks like it's finally moving forward.
Well, it's interesting that you're bringing this up because – been on the phone a lot this morning, and
I
was going to say that we may have some exciting news today on the show, but maybe this thing is going to get sped up even more than I thought.
Oh, really?
This morning with some of the conversations, but let's just say that today could be an interesting day in our city. Could be an interesting day on our show. I don't know.
Well, I like that.
We'll just kind of wait and see how a lot of this plays out, but. Certainly, it's been no stranger on the show over the last couple of years. But, yeah, I've had a couple of interesting conversations this morning, and I hope what I'm being told is true. So,
well, look, we both agreed. They had to get this done. There was no coming back from this because it was agreed upon. The deals were signed.
It's like the Betts-David Price deal. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's done.
Like, it had the snag and, you know, the failed physical. But once you've done that, it's done. Like, you have to move on. You can't pull it back. And that's where they are. You can't pull this back. And I think they realize that. And hopefully good things are to come.
Yeah. So, and I don't know exactly, you know, we'll talk to Alex and see what he knows and in relation to the racetrack and what that all means. I mean, my guess, and I haven't, you know, had a chance to read everything. This was all breaking is, you know, you know how this works. As soon as we're about to go on the air, that's when this stuff happens.
It's better than when we're going off the air.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I have questions about, are they going to be able to do both? Because I feel like they can. That's what Colby Sledge told us the other day, that there's no reason why they can't do both.
No, they need to do both.
Yeah.
They need to do both, in my opinion.
That's, you know, that's finances for the city. So, you know, you bring in NASCAR, you bring in MLS, but I know this is big for the soccer fans and for the city to finally get this thing done. So we will obviously have more on that. And Alex Apple, again, going to join us at 10:15 from Fox 17. He's nice enough to hop on with us and tell us what he knows. But how are you?
Good. Good. Looks like it's going to get really, really cold next couple of days.
Well, that's Nashville.
Like,
that's
really cold.
That's winter. And that's February in this city. You know, one day it could be 70, and the next day it could be 20. So
I know. We laughed about last week, right? 72, then flooding. then tornadoes, then snow. That was all. That was all in the course of Monday through Friday last week. I don't think we're going to get that extreme. We've had enough flooding, but it's going to get really cold, really cold. I think tomorrow's high is like barely above freezing.
Oh, well, that'll be fun.
Yeah. Be fun to walk out of here tonight, huh?
Yeah, because we got a little jaunt, as they say, when we leave the game. So,
in fact, there is some news on the Predators. They've reassigned Yakov Trenin to Milwaukee.
They have. They're going to have an optional skate today, as it seems to be the case whenever they practice under John Hines. Practice the day before, they'll go optional the next day. But yeah, Yakov Trenin going to Milwaukee. He's played well, but I think, you know, with a situation like this, with John Hines trying to figure out the lineup and figure out the pieces that he wants, you want a guy, a young player like Yakov Trenin, to play as many games as possible, and he has a chance to do that going back to the Admirals. So I don't necessarily disagree with that move, just so he can get that playing time and he's not out of the lineup.
Yeah. He's going to be a part of this.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he has certainly turned heads, and I think everybody has seen the progression of – where Trenin is today, and I think in the very, very near future, whether it's right now, a month from now, next year, whatever it is, I think Trenin's going to be in the plans. I think he's earned that. Now, he's still got to do it over a course of a season. We've seen it in small samples, and in small samples, it looks really good, but it's kind of like the Ryan Tannehill situation. While Trenin hasn't, you know, lit it up like that, he's been really good, but Tannehill, like I said, he's done it for half of a season, and it was great, and through the playoffs, and it was great. Now let's see this is why I, if it were me, would franchise him, because I want to see him do it again. I want to see him do it over the course of 16 games. I want to see everybody game planning for him under center and see how he handles that for the course of a full season. Can he also stay healthy? And which he did last year, but can he do it again? So there's it's a huge risk. It's always a huge risk when you give people big bucks, right?
Sure.
Always. But in this case, I think it's a huge risk. I think we just kind of, when he was rolling along, like, oh, okay, it's going to cost him about $60 million guaranteed, and you got to give him three years. Well, you know, actually, you know, you don't have to do that. You don't have to jump into the deep end. You can just franchise him and give him $27 million and have him do it again. And guess what? Right. If he does it again, yeah, I know he's going to get paid, but that's a good problem to have. It's not a bad thing.
No,
people are like, not. Oh, well, what do you do if he has a great season? Well,
no,
you pay him. Yeah. You either do it again or you're so confident at this point you feel like you can give him a longer contract and you do it. By then you will know what you have.
And what is it that I've consistently said? It doesn't matter if you win. If you win the Lombardi Trophy, who cares? Who cares how much you're paying these guys? You accomplish your goal. And that's what any team will tell you, that if they overpay for a certain player, and it's in any sport, but if they win the championship, then they did exactly what they set out to do. So that's what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to pay both Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry to keep this thing together, because those are the two most important players. We've said it time and time again, and they're going to pay them. They're going to get it done. It's just a matter of when and how much.
Yep.
What is it David Poile always says? Like, well, we only have two things to figure out, the term of the contract and how much.
Yep. That's it.
That's it. Then it's done.
It's not that big of a deal. Well, actually it is. Did you see the very sincere apology by the Astros
yesterday? I saw it. I heard it.
Does anybody feel a little bit lighter today if you watch that? Like you threw up for about 45 minutes, and so you feel like you lost a couple pounds from throwing up so much?
Yeah.
Wow, that was really heartfelt. That was, especially the players. That was fantastic. Man, you can.
So dumb.
The remorse is written all over that. I mean, wow. That was great.
Yeah. I actually heard
you know what
the
I don't want to hear anymore? I don't want to hear Alex Bregman anymore. Like, I don't want to hear it. He has nothing to say.
Here,
nothing.
I can. They actually have it right here. I am really sorry about the choices
as
that
they
were made by
word for
my
word.
Team, by the organization, and by me. I have learned from this, and I hope to regain the trust of baseball fans. I am Alex Bregman.
Yeah, and I have nothing to say. I'm a robot.
Right. That's exactly what it was. Like, I didn't understand the point of that. I didn't understand the point of making poor Dusty Baker sit up there because he has nothing to do with it. I heard Robbie and Joe Rexrow talking about that this morning. And then you have all the questions because, hey, you had to let the media ask questions. You couldn't just get up there and get away with some cheesy stuff.
There were some good questions.
And there were some really good questions. My favorite was one guy asks, you know, have you talked to the Yankees and how do you think the Yankees feel? And they say, well, it didn't affect the game.
Well, Jim Crane,
the owner. The owner said it didn't affect the game. And then 90 seconds later.
Didn't affect the outcome.
The outcome of the game. And then 90 seconds later, he's kind of reversing course. Well, I never said that. I never said that it didn't affect the game. Yeah, well, you did 90 seconds earlier. So
that was truly pathetic yesterday.
It was bad. I mean, let me ask you this, though. Did you honestly think, because you knew this was coming, we all knew this was coming, that they were going to talk to the media and take questions. Did you honestly think that they were going to do this right? Because I didn't. I had no faith. I knew that this would be a complete splatter show, as you like to say.
Well, on one hand, the answer is no, I didn't. But I guess on, you know, the other side is, what do you – the only thing they're sorry for is what a lot of people are guilty of, right? What are they sorry for?
Getting caught.
They're sorry they got caught. That's it. That's it. That's all they're sorry for. They're sorry they got caught.
Right.
So if all you're – the only remorse you have is you're sorry that you got caught, what are you really supposed to say? You know what I mean? I mean, they knew what they were doing, and they got caught. And whether there are other teams, it doesn't matter. They're the ones who got caught.
Right.
You can say, well, what about them and what about them? Well, that's fine. Okay. What
now,
if it was going on around the league? It was a culture. It's like steroids. But here's the deal. Whether you know people, other people that were taking steroids, and they didn't have to get up there and answer the questions you did, and they didn't have to answer the scrutiny that you did, guess what? You're the one who has to. You're the one who got busted. So,
yeah.
Deal with it. I don't know what they're supposed to say. I do. You know, what do you say? Honestly, if your hand's in the cookie jar, and you get the light comes on, and you're in the kitchen, and your hand is in the cookie jar, what do you say?
You just kind of have to take it at that point.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You're busted. And so, what do you really say?
The one thing that Jim Crane did right is when they said, you know, there could be a handful of other teams, and he said, well, we're focused on the Astros. Like, all I can tell you is what the Astros did, and that's what we're focused on. That was actually the right answer. So I'll give him that he got one right, that, you know, he didn't try to go, oh, yeah, well, this has been going on in baseball, and, you know, the commissioner knew about it. I mean, it's not just us. You know, there are other teams you need to talk to. Nah, he did sit there and go, okay, no, we're just worried about the Astros.
What amazed me a little bit is, didn't they have a big powwow last night before they did this dog and pony show this morning? Didn't they have a big powwow last night?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
like
they did.
Big closed-door powwow to, like, basically strategize
how
to handle today and moving forward. And I think what's frustrating is that's what you came away with.
Right.
That's what you trotted out this morning after a big powwow last night? Really? That's what you got?
I wouldn't have put the players up
there. What did you do in this big powwow? Just hand out sheets that they were supposed to read?
Yeah, probably.
I mean,
I'm sure they had. And think about everything the Astros have gone through over the past year and a half with different type of controversies, and they fired people and PR nightmares and all of that, and they still screwed this up. Still screwed this up. That's an old grid.
Mm-hmm. I know. Okay. David Poile will join us today at 11:15 for his weekly chat. We'll talk to Elliot Freeman at 1 o'clock, also his weekly chat, and that'll be at 1 o'clock. And we'll check in with Adam Kaplan. We got a lot more coming, including
Alex Apple from Fox 17, fine reporter over there. He's been all over the stadium thing. Again, if you're just tuning in, according to sources to Fox 17, I'm seeing it in other places now too, it looks like Mayor John Cooper has reached an agreement that will let the stadium move forward as planned, the soccer stadium at the fairgrounds. And I am seeing Parcel 8C stays with Nashville SC, according to some reports. So we'll talk to Alex Apple here in just a few minutes and see what he has to say, see what we can learn.
All right, we will do that on the other side. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Thursday morning. Darren McFarland, Chase McCabe, Willie Donick will join us a little bit later. We're here at Pete and Terry's Tavern, staring at Bridgestone Arena. Tonight it'll be the Predators and the New York Islanders. That'll be a 7 o'clock puck drop, pregame at 6, and everything heard right here on 102.5 The Game. Alex Apple from Fox 17 has been all over it this morning. We told you that hopefully some really big and positive and good news could be coming, although I always hesitate anytime I say that when it comes to the fairgrounds, because I feel like I've said that many times, and yet we always end up on a hamster wheel right back where we started. Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, guys. How are you?
Is this finally closure on this story, at least when it comes to the soccer portion of it?
It is, and you know, just in the last minute or two, I've gotten a release from the mayor confirming my report that there is a deal on the fairgrounds. His statement ends with what a lot of people have waited to hear. He just says, I'm ready for the first Nashville SC game. I'm excited to move forward with the rest of my policy agenda and create that city that works for everyone. So when we reported it this morning, I had heard different things, because as you talk to both sides here, you get such an interesting spin on what they like about the deal, what they hate about it. And so we didn't originally release, just to be careful, the details of the deal, but I've got a few more details on what that is. So if you got just a second before we get to the real questions, I'll tell you what those are. There is a savings worth up to $35 million there because the city is no longer on the hook for the rent guarantee. Taxpayers won't have to foot that $35 million. The ownership group is going to pay for infrastructure up to $19 million worth. When you think about the fairgrounds, the ingress and egress going in and out in a pretty landlocked area, and then Nolensville Road, which is now a main thoroughfare to get into downtown and is just a cluster, makes that $19 million really important. And finally, and this is the spin that you get, and I wasn't sure from talking on either side, that parcel 8C, I mean, isn't it funny that we now all talk in zoning codes over this deal? In addition to saving the $54 million Cooper rights, the result is a more unified, successful fairgrounds by providing open space between the soccer stadium and historic speedway. So it looks like John Ingram is going to get to keep parcel 8C, develop it as he sees, with some stipulations about how exactly he can go about that. And that's ultimately what the mayor wants. He described it in an interview to us last week, the most important civic space in Nashville over the next couple of generations. Because if this is really a hub of entertainment, of NASCAR, which is coming, and soccer, then you have to really have some smart development around there. John Cooper thinks that he's gotten to that point now.
Alex, you are 100% correct. Look, we know what the transformation of First Tennessee Park did for Germantown, and we see it today, and wow. If you didn't know what it looked like before First Tennessee Park, you would never understand how nothing really was going on in Germantown for the most part. Not to sound ugly, but that's just what it was. It was basically the farmer's market. And to see it today, but I'm telling you, with a MLS team and NASCAR and a cup race in that area, you talk about completely changing and revitalizing an area yet again, just like Germantown. Actually worse, in my opinion. The fairgrounds has been a dead, stagnant, same area, and I've been here 20-plus years, and it's looked exactly the same. Hasn't got one inch better. You're talking about completely changing an area. That is the case. So I agree with the mayor on that. You plop down a brand-new MLS stadium and a cup race in that area, holy cow. Watch and see what it looks like in, you know, 6, 7, 8 years from now.
You know, and it was interesting, too, because this became such a sitcom. You know, like George Costanza communicating with his girlfriend, signals, Jerry, signals, you know. Everyone was writing op-eds, and, you know, while they were having talks publicly, all you saw were these op-eds. And I think that some people, everyone got so dug in, you know, and people forget. The mayor throughout this, you know, like how he handled it or not, always said he agrees on the objective that I want soccer at the fairgrounds. I want that to be feasible. I just want a better deal for taxpayers. And when you think about this, that if ticket sales had not been good, let's say soccer gets here, and quite frankly, a lot of the noise you hear that people are excited about on social media is kind of hollow, and there's not that sort of residual support behind that from a more quiet fan. Nashville would have had to have made up the difference in ticket sales. There is, there was also a portion where Nashville is going to have $13 million in debt each year, and they were going to have to pay an extra $4 million, and Ingram was going to pay $9 million of that for them. Well, if you don't get much from the ticket tax and sales tax, then Nashville's having to draw out of their general fund, and Cooper looked at it like, I can build this soccer stadium with the current deal, or I can make sure that I can also build this soccer stadium and new firehouses or a new police precinct or, you know, whatever else was on his agenda.
Yeah.
But the goal remained the same. Both sides wanted soccer at the fairgrounds. There were times when I questioned whether that would happen, but today we get the confirmation that it will.
Alex Apple on the line with us from Fox 17. You know, if you've ever been a part of negotiations, sometimes especially like this one, it can get really tricky and dicey, and you know, it can get ugly behind closed doors if nobody's ever been a part of that. Do you think at any
note,
go ahead.
No, sorry, go ahead. I just got a note about the team has agreed to a general statement of principles for the mixed use development to account for an open plaza that can serve for operational needs of all uses of the fairgrounds. So that's the deal on 8C, that they've agreed to basically how you can develop that, and there's some stipulations there.
Basically, so it can work for NASCAR and so for soccer.
It's a 10-acre plot in between a stadium and a track.
Yeah.
Right? That they're going to utilize to
for
the best,
both.
To the fullest. Yeah, for both. So did this ever, in your mind, behind the scenes, I want to go back to it. I know this is going to be difficult, Alex, for you to answer, but you've talked to enough people. Do you think there was ever a point where this thing got really, there was, you know, real tension behind the scenes between the two parties?
I think so, because it all, this was a land deal with a carrot dangled for John Ingram to invest in the soccer stadium. That 10 acres is where he's going to make his money. And the other parcels that he receives or the other land that he is going to get, that's where he's going to make his money. It's really not that lucrative to build a stadium. I did a breakdown the other night on the broadcast, Fox 17 broadcast in the evening, about how the city compares making money versus John Ingram versus what the fairgrounds is making now. And, I mean, John Ingram was coming out pretty well. So when Mayor Cooper said that he thought that this was too vital of a parcel, he couldn't just hand it over to John Ingram for 99 years. I mean, we would all be dead by the time that lease expired. John Ingram wrote back to him in a letter that this deal cannot work if Parcel 8C is not in there. And so there was some question about who was going to budge on that. I guess to both of their credits, cooler heads prevailed and they were able to compromise on that. But sure, there was a time where I questioned, you know, and I'm just talking to people on the outside looking in, but there was sentiment expressed to me that there was some real question as to whether this was going to happen.
Alex Apple from Fox 17 is here with us on Darren, Donick, and Chase. And so we know the stadium is moving forward. I know there have been reports, and it's looked like that Speedway Motorsports Incorporated, better known as SMI, they have met with the mayor, they have met with the governor. There have been a lot of meetings this week. So what's the latest on that with NASCAR and the possible return? It looks like there's a good chance both of these things are happening.
Yes, and the Fair Board met this week, and some of the commissioners there were frustrated that this was sort of being a deal that was coupled together, you know, in conjunction with soccer. So came the NASCAR deal. Well, you know, Cooper's release today proves that he's not negotiating them both together, but everything that I've heard says that NASCAR is coming because that track is there. It's
right.
Almost more expensive to demolish that track and have to redevelop the land. That's more expensive for the city than just, let's get a deal to fix this thing up and make it useful. And to be honest with you, the technology, the soundproofing is to the point now where you can make that work for all the people that live around there, because that's a really residential neighborhood. I mean, if you get off at Wedgwood, you go under that narrow bridge at the train tracks, and I'm staying off 65 on Wedgwood, and then you drive through neighborhoods to get to the fairgrounds. Nolensville Road is getting developed. So there is going to be NASCAR at the fairgrounds, according to everyone that's involved in those conversations. There's not anything pointing to the
fact that, you know, maybe we just let the track go or we wait on that. And there is some history there. I'll be honest with you, I'm not a huge racing fan, but I appreciate history in this city, and I know that the Yarbroughs, the Earnharts, some of these big names in racing, the Wallaces, have raced there and loved this track. And why would NASCAR not want a piece in Asheville?
Oh,
I mean,
they
can
do.
Can you imagine? If you're a major sport, of course you want a piece of this city. Look at the Predators. Is there anything more anathema to how a lot of people in Nashville grew up than rooting for a hockey team?
Right.
People love that hockey team. People would probably love NASCAR, too, and I think that's why they so badly want to be in there.
Yeah, and I've talked to several drivers. We've, of course, did our show from the banquet. We talked to Mike Helton, who's one of the big cheeses in NASCAR, and the chairman, and they've wanted to be here for years. So this seems like a deal that makes so much sense, and you mentioned the history of the racetrack. But as I've said, to be able to do both, because you've already agreed on the soccer stadium, it's a huge day because now they're moving forward. Do we have a timetable of when all this is going to – when they're going to start the demolition of the old buildings and actually put a shovel in the ground?
I don't know that right now. I'm going to go to an event that was going to be interesting. I started hearing rumblings last night that this deal was done. I waited till this morning out of an abundance of caution to put that out there. But I've heard that that deal is going to be done. But I was thinking, because there's an event tonight with Ian Ayre from the soccer team, John Ingram, as well as the MLS commissioner, and I was wondering how publicly they would talk about the stadium deal if it wasn't done, because that could be quite awkward. So there is an event there tonight that I'm going to attend and talk to those guys and see if I can get some details on when this is going to start. My guess is that the only holdup now is you still have the lawsuits lingering out there. I don't have a law degree. I'm not going to pretend to know what's going to happen from those. But the contention in the lawsuit is that Nashville violates its charter, which basically is just a set of rules for the city. Nashville violates its own rules in the current deal. My guess is that this is all going to have to be re-voted on at Metro Council, and so you'll have a couple of weeks. I think it's still going to be a couple of weeks, but to get this rolling is important to Major League Soccer. It's important to the team, and I'm sure John Cooper understands those concerns now that he feels like they have a fair deal. And so perhaps there's a way to expedite this. Someone in the inner workings of Metro government would probably have to answer that for you better about what's going to be feasible to start now or what you're going to have to wait to go through a couple of readings at Metro Council before you can really meet, you know, put shovel in the ground, so to speak.
MLS just tweeted out, it's official. Nashville SC's future MLS stadium at the Fairgrounds Nashville is a go. So they just put that out there a couple minutes ago. I suspect it's going to be quite the festive atmosphere tonight for that event. And you're right. How different it would be probably if this news wasn't going to be there for them to discuss. So my guess, it'll be a celebratory event tonight, especially with the commissioner in town. Alex, good work uncovering this story, and thanks for joining us.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
All right, that's Alex Apple, who was all over this story for Fox 17, and it is a done deal. We'll discuss it on the other side. Are you happy, you know, out there? I mean, I've seen a lot of you on Twitter. You're excited. Is everyone excited?
You can weigh in if you, people.
Yeah, 615-737-1025. What do you think of this news? It looks like, you know, if you're reading between the lines and if you just heard that interview, all systems go for not only the MLS stadium, but we kind of feel
NASCAR.
Like this is kind of the NASCAR deal that's going to happen now. Now it's going to be up to SMI to get on their horses and get going. Let's go. And there seems like there's been, from our conversation with Colby Sledge earlier, that there's been a lot of private meetings behind closed doors. It's time for NASCAR to speed up the process, the city too, and get going on that. We'll come back. More of Darren Donick and Chase on the other side. ESPN 102.5 The Game. Mayor John Cooper has reached a deal with Nashville SC ownership to move forward on stadium demolition to begin immediately. That's the news coming out this morning.
Yeah, so
So John Ingram and his group and the mayor, John Cooper, have reached an agreement on an amendment for the future of soccer and their new stadium in this town.
Yeah, and for those of you wondering what the demolition part means, they have expo buildings that have been there for a long time. Wrestling fans will know that there's been so many events there. They have already built the new ones, so the new ones are already there. They have already taken care of that. Now they just got to knock the old ones down. And so they have to do that first, and then they can start building the stadium. So you heard Alex say that there's not a timetable. I have a feeling we'll learn that in the next few days. I know Nashville SC has a big event tonight at 6 o'clock, as you heard, with the MLS commissioner in town. So I'm sure they're going to do a lot of things then and maybe answer some of those questions. But this is a big day, man. It's awesome that they're able to move forward on this. You felt like they would. It just stinks that we kind of had to go through the whole process of the new mayor coming in. And I understand wanting to do what's best for the city. I totally get that. But it was a rough patch there for a minute because the deal was done and we thought it was ready to move forward. And there was a little bit of a snag, but now it's good. So I think this will be just a little blip on the radar now with this moving forward.
The revised stadium deal will consist of some of these things. The team will pay for infrastructure around the stadium, estimated about $19 million. Look, if you've ever been around that area, I go by there all the time.
Yeah.
And I have wondered many times, and I know I've blurted it out on this show, what in the world are you going to do? How are you going to house all of this? Because it's not exactly set up right now. For a 30,000-seat soccer stadium and 30,000 to 40,000 seat NASCAR track.
Well, because, look,
they're going to have to get really creative, and I'm certainly not smart enough to figure that out. But, man, you need a whole lot more lanes on that road when you get off 440 to get into that area. True?
Yeah, absolutely. And they're going to have to figure that part out. You look at the rendering, and again, this is an older rendering, so I'm sure this is going to change, but it has the soccer stadium and the NASCAR and the racetrack right next to each other. There's just not a lot of room over there. They're going to have to figure out how to make all this work. That's why that parcel 8C that we'll probably have a 30 for 30 made about it at some point. We've talked about it so much, but that's why it was so important, that 10-acre piece of what's going to happen with it, basically in between the racetrack and the stadium. But we've all felt, we've discussed it, that there was a way to make both work, that it was what you needed to do, and what the fairgrounds needed and what the city needed. And so I think that they're going to be able to do that. And I have a feeling the next announcement is going to be Mayor John Cooper reaching a deal with SMI to redevelop the racetrack and hopefully get NASCAR back. Now, I'll say this, and you, I know, agree with me. You don't go through all this to get to put $60 million into the racetrack to get the ARCA series, Xfinity, or trucks.
You don't go through all this for that. We are not having a discussion about a truck race or Xfinity. Give me a break.
They'll be a part of it.
The city's gone through that. This better be about a cup race, or I don't even want to hear it.
Yeah.
If it's not about a cup race, then scrap it. Do something else. The city's been through that twice, and I don't want to hear anything about anything less than cup.
Yeah. Oh, look, it'll be a race weekend. And listen, from the old school race fan in me, make it a night race, Saturday night short track racing in the summer. Let's get some beating and banging and hot tempers. That's what I want. That's old school. So, and I think you'll sell it out. And Jeff Burton.
Oh, come on. It is absolutely going to sell out.
Right.
In this market, whatever the size ends up being, it will be a hard, hard sellout for sure.
Jeff Burton was on my show, Chasing Checkers, about a year and a half ago. Of course, former driver, now with NBC. And I brought up this track to him. And he said, absolutely, we need to be there. And here's the thing. If it seats 30 or 40,000, that's okay. You don't need 100,000. You don't need 80,000. You don't need that. Make it a high demand ticket. It's Nashville. People love Nashville. It's a short track. They want more short tracks. The drivers want more short tracks. And if it's 30 to 40,000, then that's all you need. And you know, you look at the rendering and how they have it set up. There's room for expansion. Not a lot, but there's a little room that you can add seats if you need to. But I think 30 or 40,000 is perfect next to a 30,000 seat Nashville SC soccer stadium. So
look. I honestly would like to see it about 40 personally.
Yeah.
Me, I think 40,000 would be a really, really good number for a nice short track.
Yep.
But you know, if it's 30,000, it's 30,000. I would preferably like to see about 40.
Yep.
I don't think that changes anything.
Yeah. Now one thing they're going to have to do is they're going to have to, and I think the infield's big enough, but you want to have the garage area in the infield and not have a ton, because you know,
like Bristol.
Yeah, like Bristol, the garage is in the infield, but like all the trailers and everything, the motorhomes, those are outside the track, and I just don't know where you're going to be able to put all those.
Yeah, they're going to have to get really creative on this. There's no doubt about it. As Alex said in our interview, the team will also assume Metro's obligation to pay up to $35 million toward lease payments. So, look, this is a win. This is really a win-win. It's a win-win for everybody, but it's more really a win-win for the city, in my opinion, even though Nashville SC and the ownership group, it is a huge win for them. But think about the city. It's a better deal for the city. And, oh, by the way, this still happens. So that's a win-win, in my opinion. So the city really came out on top.
No, they did. And that, I think, is ultimately why Mayor John Cooper was going through all this, because he was trying to get the best available deal for the city. I completely understand that. Now, it's done, and so I think everybody can relax and everybody's happy. But it was just going through the entire process, and it was so tough. But I always believed there was no way that this thing was going to completely cave and fall through, that you know, we were going to lose the soccer team and all that. I know people were worried about it, but I didn't think that it would come to that, and it didn't. So I'd love to hear what people think, either calling in 737-1025 or the text line. Let us know. I know you got to go downstairs for morning skate. We'll have Ricky Stenhouse. Speaking of NASCAR, we'll actually have a NASCAR driver coming up at 11 o'clock, so that makes sense. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., the pole sitter for the Daytona 500, will join us. But it's a big day for Nashville, and I want to know what people think.
There you go. We'll do that to close out the first hour of Darren, Donick, and Chase next on ESPN 102.5 The Game. I'm so excited,
and I just can't hide it. Very appropriate music, Elijah. Welcome back in, Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. We are streaming on the Game Nashville app. You can call 615-737-1025. You can text at 615-737-1025. 1025. Chase McCabe hanging out at Pete and Terry's Tavern at Bridgestone Arena. The Predators and the Islanders will do battle tonight. Of course, that means Barry Trotz, the head coach of the Islanders, he will be in the house. You heard from him yesterday. Coming up in a few minutes, I'll chat with Ricky Stenhouse Jr. He's the pole sitter for the Daytona 500 coming up this Sunday, and might have to squeeze in a question or two about Nashville as well. But we are talking about the soccer stadium. If you're just tuning in, Mayor John Cooper has reached a deal with Nashville SC that will mean that the stadium is moving forward, so they can start building that thing over at the Nashville Fairgrounds. So it is done. Finally, very, very, very good news. Let's go to the phones at 737-1025. Valaire wants to weigh in on the soccer stadium. Welcome in.
Hey, thank you very much. I just wanted to call in and say that I am ready to go ahead and not talk about local politics or Parcel 8 or any of these stadium things for a while. I'm ready to talk soccer. Yesterday, Nashville SC signed a U.S. men national team player for a hefty fee, and we need to be talking about that. I'm excited for these upcoming stories. I'm excited for the 29th. I'm going to be tailgating with the roadies, with my beer. I'm going to be singing, and I'm just ready to actually talk about soccer and all the good things coming with it. I'm tired of the stadium, so I'm glad this is all done with. And I'm just like other people. We're just ready to go ahead and talk soccer and watch soccer, watch Major League Soccer here in Nashville.
Valaire, how long have you been a big soccer fan?
Oh, my whole life. I'm from the Middle East, so this is kind of all we know.
Well, very, very cool. Hey, thanks for the call.
Hey, thank you.
I feel like there are a lot of people that feel this way, that they're just that you knew that it was probably going to get done, that this was just a little bit of an obstacle, that it would happen, but you hated that you had to deal with it. And, you know, the season's about to start. I mean, MLS is here. Like, the team has been awarded. There is a team. There are players. They just acquired another player. Gary Smith is putting together his squad. And so it's like you look at it and you go, okay, why are we having this conversation now? Why didn't we have this, you know, months and months ago? But obviously John Cooper was not in office. And as I said, I think that there was just a little bit of, okay, how can I maximize the investment with my city? And now it's done, and so they can move forward with this and be happy. And I think NASCAR is probably on its way too. So there, it always felt like there was a way to get both, and now it looks that they're going to be able to do both. Jonathan wants to weigh in on the soccer stadium. Jonathan, welcome in to Darren Donick and Chase.
Hey, thanks you guys for having me. Yeah, I'll go off of what Valair said. I was tired of all of the drama that came with this situation, everything that's come up so far. But like Valair, like I'm sure the other 30,000 plus that we're going to have in attendance for the Atlanta game on the 29th, I guarantee that everyone is like me and that we're all at a loss for words. Just what this means to us. I grew up in a small town. We started our high school soccer team, myself and three others did, and we slowly, you know, we weren't very good, but I've always been a huge soccer fan, and getting there, getting to do that, and then just following Nashville from the very beginning, and just, like I said, lost for words, really excited to get going, like I said, on the 29th, and I just got my season tickets yesterday, and cool. Just really excited to tailgate, cheer, have fun with all of my friends with the back line, and yeah.
Very, very cool. Hey, Jonathan, appreciate the call.
Hey, thanks, guys.
I think so many people are excited. Nate from Nashville chimes in on the text line. I truly am surprised this deal got done. I thought Mayor Cooper was not going to budge at all on Parcel 8C. It was hard to tell what the mayor was thinking when we heard different reports on what he was truly wanting, whether it was the land, the money, or both. Now we know. I just wish we knew his intentions sooner. While I'm glad the stadium is going to be built, I'm frustrated with Cooper on not telling us his intentions. I get that. And you know, Nate is not alone in that sentiment. I think there are a lot of people that were frustrated because they didn't know exactly what was going on. But, you know, I think from his point of view, he's the mayor. He didn't want to have these negotiations in the public. And so he wanted to do it behind closed doors. And ultimately, they got the deal done. So, again, while it was frustrating then, it's a small, small part of the overall big story. And now the stadium is done. Big Orange wants to weigh in on the NASCAR side. Big Orange, welcome in.
Yes, sir. I'd like to talk about the NASCAR part. Don't care anything about soccer at all. So, went down to the fairgrounds since the 70s. Saw the Busch 420 come into Nashville, Cale Yarborough, Darrell Waltrip, Earnhardt, the Silver Fox. Nashville, country music, NASCAR go together.
Absolutely.
I mean, listen to all the songs. Eric Church, Talladega. I think it's great. It's going to bring a lot of money in. It's going to be an awesome deal. I can't wait to go back down there again. NASCAR will rock. Go Rock, Music City, USA. Thank you.
Thanks, Big Orange. Look, there's a lot of history here. 1984, I think, was the last cup race out at the fairgrounds, and they did have the Busch Series and the Truck Series and obviously went out to Gladeville for the Super Speedway for a few years. But NASCAR has been around, but not the big boys, the Cup Series. And that's, you don't go through all this and not have the Cup Series come back. So, again, there's no official announcement with NASCAR or anything, but You're starting to put everything together. You know that SMI, the Smith family, Speedway Motorsports Incorporated, they have been meeting with the city, with the governor as well on different things. The proposal was $60 million of renovation into the Fairground Speedway. So you feel like it's looking pretty good that both deals are going to get done. Speaking of NASCAR, that's a perfect segue. When we come back on Darren Donick and Chase, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., the pole sitter for the Daytona 500, he will join the show. We'll do that next here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.